Exam passes up again. Kids still dumb, says the government. 20th of October 2006. This is Reverend Zim for UNnews. London, England. UK government sources decry once more the shameful failings of Britain's education system. Despite continual pressure to increase performance in a measurable way, teachers and pupils are failing themselves and each other by allowing the GCSE pass rate to increase year on year. A leading expert in the field, Professor Ihaf Nopants of University of Watford, that's just off A41 next to Tesco and the Travel Inn, says that until this situation is rectified, the entire academic community should be ashamed. Quote, "It is because of the shameful lapses like this that we cannot determine if the government's initiatives to reduce truancy, increase pay and conditions for teachers, and provide better classroom facilities is improving the situation. Teachers across the land should be disciplined and harshly to ensure that next year's results are different," unquote. Pupils were asked for their opinions on the matter, says Kenny, 16, from Margate. I'm not sure how to say that. It looks like Margate, but knowing the Brits, it's probably like Market or something. I don't know. Anyway. "Well, I thought I worked really hard. I revised for 4 months, and I spent weeks honing my coursework right up until the moment of submission. I guess the 6A grades I got are just reflections of the system's inadequacy rather than a reward for my own effort," says Jackie, 16, from Blackditch. "It's good to know that after years of being told that these exams are the most important thing in my young life so far, the national media is telling everyone the results are meaningless." Yeah. On a related note, plans are being drawn up to abolish coursework on the grounds that it is far too easy for children to find solutions on the internet. Professor Nopants has something to say on this matter, too. Quote, "In this day and age, it is obvious that the ability to memorize meaningless information is far more important than the ability to search resources available and present the results meaningfully. Children who have taken this shortcut will soon find that in real life you just can't search for solutions to common problems online and amongst your peers. You must suffer and struggle, preferably using a system involving filing cards and logarithm tables," unquote. At the end of the press conference, a journalist asked if the results might possibly be as a result of kids knuckling down to do some proper work for once, but Professor Nopants again merely inclined his head slightly to indicate for his burly black-clad minders, to remove the troublemaker from the room. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.